8:33, joining me in the Quicks Land studios, Arthur Knott Hopkins, area officer for the Missouri Veterans Commission. We're going to learn the latest from VA. And to lead off, well, good morning to you, by the way. Well,
good morning.
Thanks for coming on in. Also, we've got open phones this morning if you have any questions regarding Veterans Affairs. Maybe Arthur can help you out here this morning over the radio. 263-2424 or 800-892-2300 as we spend about 15 minutes with him. Not necessarily as much from the VA as a federal circuit court ruling we're going to start off with. This is going to affect Navy veterans, I understand?
Yes, it is. It's going to affect Navy veterans who served in Vietnam. For years, the VA, when the ruling came down for presumptive conditions of Agent Orange exposure in Vietnam, the VA interpreted the rule that Congress established to say that you had to be boots on the ground. And Navy veterans are experiencing a lot of conditions that are similar to what the veterans who serve boots on the ground experience, but the VA continually denies the claims. Recently, there was a Federal Circuit Court ruling on an appeal that was filed, and the Federal Court Circuit ruling basically says that when Congress wrote the law, they intended it to be for in the Republic of Vietnam. And internationally, that includes the waters off of the shore of the country. So what this ruling is looking at right now, it has not been finalized by the VA, we fully expect the VA will appeal it, is that the service connection presumptive conditions for Agent Orange exposure may very well extend to 12 nautical miles off the shore. Prior to this, Navy veterans had to prove that they actually set foot on the ground in Vietnam in order to be recognized as having any of the presumptive conditions. When this finally settles, we expect to see that area expanded into the nautical waters as well. That's what this circuit court ruling has determined. And that's important because when it comes to a compensation claim, we have to meet three different criteria. The first is you have to have a current issue. You can't say claim for diabetes if you don't have a current diagnosis of diabetes. So you have to have a current disability. And then you also have to have something that happened in the military, some in-service incident that could have caused what you're currently experiencing. For the Agent Orange veterans, what that means, they were exposed to Agent Orange. And that's why this battle has been going on for so long, because the Navy veterans contended that they were exposed, the water ran off, they swam in it, they used it for bathing and washing equipment and things. So they were exposed to it, is what their argument has been. So then what we have to do is show some kind of connection between the two things. So the current disability, something that happened in the military, and how they're connected. Sometimes I get guys in to my office who will say, well, I wasn't like this before I went into the Army. And depending on what it is, we can look at it. But we also have to remember, when we went into the military, we were only 18, 19 years old. We weren't 60 or 70 years old. So trying to determine those things that are because of what happened in the military, as opposed to the normal aging process, that's something we need to weed through. And that's something that service officers like myself help a person to figure out, to try to make that claim strong when it goes to the VA.
All right, so what types of compensation, if this holds? First of all, is it available now, or do we have to wait and see if there is an appeal to come?
I strongly recommend, if you are a Navy veteran who has never filed a claim for any of the presumptive conditions that you currently have, I strongly recommend you do it, because if the VA adopts the rule and extends the area of coverage to the 12 nautical miles, then all of those claims that had already been filed, the VA will go back and should award those previous claims. Now, VA only recognizes claims from the date that you submit the claim. So if we wait until after the decision, this could take years in the courts. If we wait for them to finally make the decision, you could be losing years of benefits. And often with diabetes or ischemic heart disease, which is another big one with Agent Orange exposure, a lot of times the veterans are deceased before the decision made. A similar thing happened when they finally recognized ischemic heart disease several years ago. There were so many claims that had been filed for that condition that it basically shut the VA down as far as new claims. They had to go back and look at all the claims that had been filed for years before that to determine if they were eligible. And that's what will happen with the Navy veterans and Agent Orange exposure as well.
Okay, so go ahead and get your forms filled out. Yes. But as you said, this may be a lengthy process.
Yes.
You talked about you got to determine if the condition the veteran is in is due to the aging process or due to
exposure to exposure something in the military.
While in the Vietnam War. So yes. How do you prove? What types? I mean, is this something that the doctor is going to have to sign off on? Or how do you come up with that proof?
Well, if you get a letter or some kind of medical records from the doctor that the doctor believes it is because of Agent Orange exposure or something that happened in the military, usually that carries some weight. However, just because a doctor says, well, this is because of Agent Orange exposure, that doctor has to provide some kind of medical evidence to support why he thinks that. It can't just be his opinion that it's because of Agent Orange exposure. Many of our local doctors are not familiar with the effects of the herbicide exposure and what it does to the body over long term. So just having a letter from the doctor that says, oh, this is because of Agent Orange, doesn't mean the VA is going to say, oh, well, doctor said it, so it must be so. They have their doctors, too, who can dispute it. Most of the time, for the presumptive conditions, that's like diabetes, ischemic heart disease, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, certain types of cancer, prostate cancer is a big one. Those, if you were exposed to Agent Orange, the VA doesn't argue that. It's presumed because of your exposure to Agent Orange, you have this condition. So that's why this will open up the door for those Navy veterans who were exposed to and have had these conditions that they will be service connected.
All right. So what types of compensation have our veterans who were on the ground? What types of compensation have they received?
Well, it's a monetary amount, plus they receive medical care for any of those conditions for their life, and they have no cost for the medical care. Now, that medical care is through a VA provider. It can be a contract provider. You can't just go to your local doctor and say, hey, I'm service-connected for Agent Orange. Give me any treatment you want and bill the VA. It doesn't work that way. You have to get your treatment through the VA, or the VA has to arrange the treatment. As far as compensation, depending on what level it's at and how much it impacts your life, we're talking dollar-wise, 30% is $400-and-something. I want to say $432 a month for a single veteran. For a single veteran, 100% service connection is roughly $2,900. If you're married or have other dependents, it increases with that. So that doesn't impact your Social Security benefit. Now, if you're getting Social Security disability, yes, that does impact it. But that's all tax-free government money.
Are there other similar types of compensation for other wars? I know you mentioned Vietnam here. Mm-hmm. Other conflicts, wars, is there other compensation involved for the similar type
conditions? Nothing like Agent Orange.
Okay.
We are there was some use of Agent Orange in Vietnam. It was very limited, where there's still appeals going through the courts for Agent Orange exposure in Thailand, also during the Vietnam era. But that's still, the VA fights that one hard. There's a lot of recommendations to saying that the exposure was more than the VA believes it to be. There's a lot of battles going on with that. The Middle Eastern guys, we do have some presumptive conditions that are linked with them. And we've been in the Middle East for over 25 years. Mm-hmm. So there are some conditions that go with that. I'm finding the VA, at least with the guys that I'm working with, they're less likely to award for the Middle Eastern veterans. And I haven't quite figured out why. I don't know if the weight of the evidence is different or if maybe the evidence we're submitting isn't as strong as is needed. But I'm not finding as many of them. The good thing for the newer veterans, as they're getting out of the military, they establish their disability claim before they get out. part of their out-processing procedure is now when they start with their separation hearings, they are meeting with a service officer, and they're establishing and getting their records looked at before they get out of the military. So the day that that veteran is released from active service, they have a VA claim established. And that's much different than it was for any other time period in the military. I got out in 1996, and that didn't exist then. So it's something that has started after that.
Okay. So if this applies to Navy veterans listening in, again, they can drop by. You can help them out as far as getting this claim taken care of and at least get the process started.
Yes. And my phone number in Moberly is 660-263-4960. And I'm normally there on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. I also work in the Macon office on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And my phone number there is 660-385-6190. 9-2.
Okay. We're going to take our first break. Arthur Knott Hopkins, my guest here on Quicksland this morning. If you have any questions, our phone lines are open, 263-2424 or 800-892-2300.
Thank you for calling Promises Promises Internet Service. Please remain on the line. Due to high call volume around the world, it's likely you'll be on hold for well over an hour.
When it comes to speed, Sheridan Valley is in the lead. Spend less time calling customer support and more time enjoying faster internet. Sheridan Valley has a plan that will fit your lifestyle at an affordable price. See what's available in your area. Visit us online at cvalley.net. Sheridan Valley, keeping you connected.
Ready to create your own income with your own home-based business where there's no such thing as getting laid off? If a billionaire entrepreneur spent 5 years and $20 million searching for the next big trend, wouldn't you want to know what he found? If you're serious about making money from home without having to leave home, then write this down. www.gohernext.com. You decide your income. Gohernext.com. Have you ever thought about saying goodbye to your job, just walking into your boss and saying, "I quit"? And how would you like to commute to work without ever leaving your home? If a billionaire entrepreneur spent 5 years and $20 million searching for the next big trend, wouldn't you want to know what he found? If you're serious about making money from home without having to leave home, then write this down. www.gohernext.com. You decide your income. Get the facts now. Gohernext.com.
Quarter before 9 o'clock here on Quicksland this morning. We are visiting with Arthur Knott Hopkins, area officer with the Missouri Veterans Commission. Again, you can call in with your questions if you have any. You've got some information regarding unemployment and employment options. What in regards to what?
Well, veterans unemployment rate is the lowest it's been in 18 years. But if there's one unemployed veteran, we still need help finding him or her.
But the trend is encouraging.
Yes, the trend is encouraging. There's a lot of stuff out there to help veterans find jobs. There are a lot of employers who welcome veterans or will give them a hiring preference. The state does. If you are a veteran, they'll give you a 5-point preference. But there's a lot of other things that are available. If you're a disabled veteran or disabled in any way, it doesn't have to be because of your military service. There are different vocational rehab facilities or vocational rehab help that is available. The state has a program, and I work with a woman that's out of the Kirksville office when I'm in Macon, and I haven't had contact with the person who covers the Moberly office yet. I think they've changed recently, but the vocational rehab will help. It can help you get additional training to help you with the job. The point is to get you to the point where you are employable by a company. They also work with different employers who will work with your disability if you have one. Now, the vocational rehab through the state is not limited to veterans. It can be for anybody in the community. Now, the VA does have its own vocational rehab facility, and it's located in St. Louis. What happens with the local veteran is they establish their request for services. They meet with a counselor, whether that be through the phone or a video phone, or they actually go to the St. Louis office. And that program can be very varied. It's based on what the veteran is trying to do to find employment. I've had some where it bought them computers to help them with computer programming. I've had several guys who have looked at welding or truck driving, and the VA will pay some of the expense for those schools and help with testing if there's testing that is needed. I had one gentleman in Macon who went to be an ambulance, work on an ambulance, so a paramedic. So it's very varied as to what it can be. There's also, locally, we have the Randolph County Caring Communities Partnership, and they work with different agencies to help veterans and non-veterans find employment. And they're actually having their orientation for their employment readiness program tomorrow at 10. And then we have the DVOP. DVOP is Disabled Veteran Outreach Program. That program specifically works with disabled veterans or people who've been incarcerated or don't have a GED or HISET, whatever state you're in or system you're in. And they will help them get the education they need. They also work with employers. They recruit with employers to try to get them to hire veterans. So there's a lot of options that are out there. Now, I don't specifically work to help you find a job, but what I do is I refer you to those people who are designed, and that's their area of expertise.
Okay, so that's where Arthur can help out. Are we getting this a lot now with our younger veterans, if you will, that are coming back from Middle East or wherever it may be?
Yes. Yeah. For me, I work a lot with the DVOPs, the Disabled Veteran Outreach Program, and they come to my office. They'll talk who we're overlapping with, and we try to overcome those barriers to employment to try to get our guys out there working. A lot of our Vietnam veterans aren't necessarily looking for a new job right now, but we have a lot of the younger guys who, after they come back out of the service, there's that culture shock that happens. And then they're trying to find how their military or previous experience will transfer into the current job market. Thankfully, we don't have a lot of a need for people to go banging in doors and bringing terrorists out of our local town.
Yeah.
So they help them find the job skills they do have. Military, one of the best things about military is you learn discipline. You learn you can do things you couldn't do. And you're used to following orders. You're used to doing what needs to be done. One of the things I really see with military is people who take the initiative to do things that are not required of them. They just see something that has to be done, so they go ahead and do it. And that's a great attribute when you're looking for an employee.
All right, very good. Arthur tells me the Veterans Center van will be in Macon.
Yes.
Is it next week, I guess it is.
Yeah. Next week on Valentine's Day, the Mobile Vet Center with which comes out of Columbia, will actually be coming to Macon. It will be outside of my office building, and that's on Prospect up in Macon, just up the street from Casey's. And they will be there from 9 to 1. And what the Mobile Vet Center does is, one, they usually have an eligibility specialist from the hospital there. So if you haven't enrolled in VA healthcare or you don't know if you're eligible, you can show up. You can talk with the eligibility specialist. They can tell you what. Often if you have a billing problem or you have travel pay questions, also the eligibility specialist can do that. The Vet Center also has their own people who are there who can talk about the services they offer. If you're a veteran who's in need of counseling for whatever reason, now the Vet Center works specifically with combat veterans, but they have several different groups. They have a Vietnam support group. They have an Operation Enduring Freedom, Iraqi Freedom group. And I've got a couple of veterans who did individual therapy and they did group therapy, and they rave about the treatment that they get at the Vet Center. It has really helped them move on with their lives.
Okay, so the Mobile Vet Center van in Macon, that'll be at the Family Services Building, which includes Arthur's office.
Yes.
On February 14th. That's a Thursday, 9 till 1. It's just off Briggs Drive there on Prospect. 9 till 1, Thursday, February 14th. And again, give your hours and phone number of your two office locations.
Well, I'm in Moberly on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and I see clients from 9 to 4, and my phone number there is 660-263-4960. And I'm in Macon on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and my phone number there is 660-385-6192.
All right. Thanks for dropping by. And
thank you.
Another informative program. Arthur Knott Hopkins joining me from the Missouri Veterans Commission here on Quicksland this morning.
Sheraton County residents, did you know that 7-